And then we'll be doing a bit of a Karen's going to be doing a presentation. So the first carol we're going to sing together is Silent Night. And Audrey will play for us. The next hymn we're going to sing is Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And there's going to be quite a lot of sitting through the service, so maybe you want to stand for the next two carols. Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Thank you. Okay.
The next hymn we're going to be singing is the First Noel, The Angels Did Say. After this one, we're going to light the Christmas wreath, and then Karen will be taking us through some of the Christmas glow that she runs each year, telling the Christmas story. So let's sing this hymn again, the First Noel, and a bit more exercise, and you can stand again for that First Noel. Now we're going to ask Audrey. She has a big birthday coming up shortly, and she's going to come and light the Advent candles for us. The last 4 weeks we've had talks about the different candles, the meanings of hope, love, peace and joy, awaiting Christmas Day. So Audrey's going to light these four candles. Thanks, Audrey. Now, Karen's going to come and share with us the first part of her talk on the Christmas Globe.
Advent, a time of waiting. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son. The most important thing is to get our heart right. Advent is about slowing down and waiting to get our heart ready, to bring Jesus into our life a bit more fully than before. Take time to slow down and open up. So this is just a small verse, the true meaning of Christmas. In today's day and time, it's easy to lose sight of the true meaning of Christmas and one special night. When we go shopping, we say, how much will it cost? Then the true meaning of Christmas somehow becomes lost. Amidst the tinsel, glitter, and ribbons of gold, we forget about the child born in a night so cold. The children look for Santa in his big red sleigh, never thinking of the child whose bed was made of hay. In reality, when we look into the night sky, we don't see a sleigh, but a star burning bright and high. A faithful reminder of that night so long ago, and of the child we call Jesus, whose love the world would know. Now, I don't know if you have a special gift which you treasure, but I thought I would bring mine to let you see. And this is a little Santa, which years ago was filled with sweets and was given to me by my grandpa, who I called Papa MacDonald. He was very special to me, and we had a lot in common. He was a chatterbox. He loved the garden and doing woodwork and loved his bike. We were like two peas in a pod. So I keep this very safe and bring it out every year with the Christmas card that he gave me. I even gave its beard a wash as it was a bit grubby with being over 50 years old. But that's what God gave us, a special gift to treasure. When we receive Jesus and believe, we will have everlasting life and the hope and expectation of meeting our loved ones once again. So this song is about hope, and it's called As Long As There's Christmas, and it's by Elaine Page and Michael Ball on the screen.
Don't look under the tree. The one thing we are looking I'm more precious than silver, and more splendid than gold. This is something to treasure, but it's something we can hold. As long as this Christmas, I truly believe that hope is the greatest of the gifts we'll receive. We'll receive. As we all pray together,
to a series on YouTube called Unlocking the Bible by David Pawson, who was a very good Bible teacher and minister. David's teachings tell us the Bible is full of predictions for the future. 80% of the Bible predictions have all come true and have been 100% accurate. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 7, Isaiah predicted Jesus would be born to a virgin 700 years before it happened. 318 times one prediction is mentioned throughout the Bible, which is Jesus Christ, who lived on planet Earth 2,000 years ago, is coming back. When he comes back, he will appear through the clouds, and it will be the noisiest appearance ever. Archangels and trumpets will be heard, and the glory of Jesus will shine everywhere. This will be in total contrast to his first coming, which was so humble in a stable. Luke's gospel tells us the angel Gabriel visited Mary. He said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. God has been gracious to you. You will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High God. His kingdom will never end." "I am the Lord's servant," said Mary. "May it happen to me as you have said." The angel also visited Joseph in a dream, saying to him, Do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for it is by the Holy Spirit that she has conceived. She will have a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will save his people from their sins. Mary and Joseph were two ordinary people going about their everyday lives when God chose them to be parents to his son. They both had lots of questions, but they had strong faith and trusted God completely. For our inner peace, we must trust God and keep our minds on his promises for whatever we face in life. God will never fail us. And this song is called It's a Strange Way to Save the World, by a video.
I'm sure it must have been a surprise where this road had taken him, 'cause never in a million lives would he have dreamed of Bethlehem. And standing at the manger, he saw with his own eyes the message from the angel come to life. And Joseph said, "Why me? I'm just a simple man of trade. Why him with all the rulers in the world? Why here inside this stable filled with hay? Why her? She's just an ordinary girl. Now I'm not a one to second guess what angels have to say, but this is such a strange way to say the word." How it could have been if Jesus had come as he deserved. There would have been no Bethlehem, no lowly shepherds at his birth. But Joseph knew the reason love had to reach so far, and as he held the Savior in his arms, he must have thought, "Why me? I'm just a simple man of trade. Why him with all the rulers in the world? Why inside this stable filled with hay? Why her? She's just an ordinary girl. And now I'm not a one to second guess what angels have to say, but this is such a strange way to say the word. Just straight.
That's my favourite song for the glow. The birth of Jesus. Joseph went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to the town of Bethlehem in Judea, the birthplace of King David. Joseph went there because he... just. Joseph went there because he was a descendant of David. He went to register with Mary, who was promised in marriage to him. She was pregnant, and while they were in Bethlehem, the time came for her to have her baby. She gave birth to her first son, wrapped him in strips of cloth, and laid him in a manger. There was no room for them to stay in the inn. This song is called Do You Have Room? The shepherds and the angels. While shepherds were taking care of their flocks, a an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone over them. They were terribly afraid, but the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I have come with good news for you, which will bring great joy to all people. This very day in David's town, your Saviour was born, Christ the Lord. This is what will prove it to you. You will find a baby wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great army of angels appeared with the angel, singing praises to God. And this next one is "The Star Still Shines."
Where midnight skies were clear, so long ago, so far, the little towns would lay so still beneath the silent stars. A world so different from our own, where the Son of God was born, the light and life of every soul, wherever we are. If we seek the light when peace is hard to find, He'll send us silent nights and touch our ears so we can hear an angel voice. And in the darkest times, lift our eyes to see the star still shines. Now the lights we hang obscure the sky, the clamor stills the song. We miss the calm and quiet nights, filled with wondering awe. And all the while, the risen Lord freely gives us so much more. The peace on earth we're looking for has been here all along. If we seek the light when peace is hard to find, He'll send us silent nights and touch our ears so we can hear an angel voice. And in the darkest times, He will lift our eyes to see the star still shine.
Thanks for that. We're going to add another carol in here. Things seems to have gone a bit faster than it should have. So we're going to sing together "Away in a Manger" just before we come to prayer. "Away in a manger, no crib for a bed." It might take a second to get it up, but then we can stand up to sing. These candles are just sitting in a draft here, so it's a bit awkward. Hopefully that will clear them. Jesus is unique and special. God came among us. He was born for you and for me. He died as our Savior and rose again as our Lord. Joyful, joyful, we adore you, God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts unfold like flowers before you, opening to the sun above. Melt the clouds of sin and sadness. Drive the dark of doubt away. Giver of immortal gladness, fill us with the light of day. Let's just come before God in prayer at this time. Loving God, as we await to celebrate the coming of your Son, we thank you. We thank you for the precious gift of Jesus, who has come to save us and give us hope of eternal life. Help us all to have hearts more like Jesus, loving, caring, and forgiving, so that when we go out into the world, your light will shine bright from each of us. Bless our families and friends, and protect us from all evil. Encourage us to trust you more and discard our doubts. You are the one and only God. Maybe just for a moment of quiet, you can think about people who are on your hearts now. People maybe who are no longer around, people that you miss. And just mention them in your hearts to God. Eternal God, in the stillness of this night, you sent your almighty word to pierce the world's darkness with the light of salvation. Give to the earth the peace that we long for, and fill our hearts with the joy of heaven through our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. To say Merry Christmas to everybody. We hope we have a great day tomorrow and for the rest of the next year. And although we normally would go around the church at this time, we're not actually allowed to do it. So we'll just have to sort of wave to each other from the pews. Now we've got a special treat for you, because Crystal is going to come, and she's going to sing the Hallelujah song. Just give her a minute to get up here, and I'll try and keep my eye on that candle in case.
Hallelujah.
light up in the east, to Bethlehem the wise men three came many miles and journeyed long for you. And to the place at which you were, the frankincense and golden myrrh they gave to you and cried out, hallelujah.
Wasn't she brilliant? I'm very proud of her. Crystal comes to her Planet Earth. Well, she did come to the Planet Earth Club, but she's at the Rainforest Cafe now. And we're just I've just told her she's not to forget about us when she's famous. And now I've lost my place. So, what does God require from us? To do what is just, to show constant love, and to live in humble fellowship with God. So a message from God: do not be afraid, for what's unearthed in Jesus' birth holds for all eternal worth. And we'll just finish off with, O Come All Ye Faithful. We'll stand to sing.
The Lord is our light and our salvation. May God make our darkness to be bright. On this Christmas morning, we rejoice in the birth of our Saviour. Let your joy fill every part of us and overflow to bless others. And may the love of God, the light and peace of Jesus Christ, and the presence of the Holy Spirit be with us all throughout this Christmas season. Amen.